जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हर माधव कुंज बिहारी गोप जन बाला गिरिवार जारी जय गोपी जन बाला गिरिवार जारी गिरिवार जारी यशोर नाना ब्रज जन रंजन यशोर नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन बाला गिरिवार जारी गिरिवार जारी जय गोपी जन बाला गिरिवार जारी यशोर नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोर नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज बिहारी कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बाला गिरिवार जारी गिरिवार जारी जय गोपी जन बाला गिरिवार जारी बाला गिरिवार जारी यशोर नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोर नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी Hare Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivashari Gaurabhakta Vrinda Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivashari Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Om Gyanatimananda Shaganandana Shalakaya Chakshuna Militam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Maha Wisdom Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Padanti Swandalantikam Namo Vishnu Vadaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Namo Krishna Goswami Niti Namane Namo Vishnu Vinaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Nirvani Prashatade Shatanane Ratra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. I welcome you all to Radhakala Chanji Dham, Hare Krishna, and welcome all of you that may be listening on in cyberspace, and I beg to ask you all for your blessings that I may try to say something a little bit worthwhile speaking about the Lord. So we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, and we're reading from Canto 11, Chapter 14. Chapter 28, Text 14, excuse me. Let us read this verse. The Sanskrit is... We can read the Sanskrit, and then I'll read line for line, and then we can translate. Is it? Then we chant. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Atmayaya Gunasudha. Atmavayaya Gunasudha. Svayam Jyotir Anavritaha. Svayam Jyotir Anavritaha. Oh, this is a different verse. Sorry, I'm reading the wrong verse, kids. Sorry, purpose. Let me see. Yes, 14. Okay, here we go. Yatahaya Pita Buddhasha. Yataya Pita Buddhasha. Prasvabha Bhavanatra Prit. Asavyo bhavata tabrit. Saeva prati buddhasya. Saeva prati buddhasya. Navai mohaya kalpate. Yatahita tibhutasya. Yataha pratibhutasya. Pashvabho bhavatabrit. Anatabrit. Pashvabho bhavanatabrit. Saeva Buddhi, Saeva Prati Buddhasya, Navai Moyaya Kalpate, Yatahi Apriti Buddhasya, Prasvava Bhavanatha Brit, Saeva prati buddhasya. Navai mohaya kalpate. Navai mohaya kalpate. Would anyone like to chant? Yahaya prati buddhasya. Prashavapa bhuvananatha brit. Saeva prati buddhasya. Navai mohaya kalpate. Yatahaya prati buddhasya. Prashavapya bhuvananatha prit. Saeva prati buddhasya. Navai moyaya kalpate. Yataraha prati buddhasya. Prashvabho bhavanatha aprit. Saeva prati buddhasya. Navaya mohana kalpate. Okay, so thank you very much for your chanting. So word for word. Yata. As he indeed apratibuddhasya, for one who is not awakened, Prasvapa. Sleep. Boo-hoo. Many. Aratha. Undesirable. Experiences. Brit. Presenting. Saha. The same dream. Eva. Indeed. Pratibhudasya. For one who has awakened. Na. Not. Vai. Certainly. Mohaya. Confusion. Kalpate. Generates. And these translations are by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, who dedicated so much of their life and time, life errors, to translating these cantos after Srila Prabhupada departed. Translation. Although while dreaming, a person experiences many undesirable things, and upon awakening, he is no longer confused by the dream experiences. So there's a short purport. Even a liberated soul must observe material objects while living in this world. Being awake to Krishna consciousness, he understands that sensory pains and pleasures, like a dream, are without substance. Thus, the liberated soul is not bewildered by illusion. I'd like to just step back a few pages. Let's see. In text, let's see, 11 of this chapter, Sri Uddhava, he asks the question to Lord Krishna, and I'll just read the translation. He asks, "The spirit soul is inexhaustible, transcendental, pure, self-luminous, and never covered by anything material. It is like fire. But the non-living material body, like firewood, is dull and unaware." So he asks Krishna, "So in this world, who is it that actually undergoes the experiences of material life?" So this is a continuation of the Uddhava Gita, which is very deep, like the ocean, very deep. And we can understand that the sun is illuminating the whole planet. But and how powerful is the sun, Surya Narayan, so powerful. But it cannot reach to the depths of the deep, deep ocean where those living entities are, you know, living in the darkest regions, right? So Uddhava is asking, you know, who is illuminating, who is actually undergoing, you know, the experiences? Who is experiencing this material world? And Krishna answers in many following verses this question to Uddhava. And, Hare Krishna, thank you. Okay. Yes. Okay. So I was just reading back the question that Uddhava asks, and the final sentence he asks. So, in this world, who is it that actually undergoes the experience of material life? And Lord Krishna begins to answer different questions. And in the verse on text 15, the following verse, it is described lamentation, elation, fire, anger, greed, confusion, hankering, as well as birth and death, are experiences of the false ego and not the pure soul. So in the purport, it's the first line says, false ego is the pure soul's illusory identification with the subtle material mind and gross body. And as a result of this illusory identification, conditioned soul feels lamentation and loss for things, jubilation over gains, fear of things inauspicious, anger at the frustration of his desires, and greed for sense gratification. And so, bewildered by such false attractions and aversions, the conditioned soul must accept further material bodies, which means he must undergo repeated births and deaths, and one who is self-realized knows that all such mundane emotions have nothing to do with the pure soul, whose natural propensity is to engage in the loving service of the Lord. So in answering Uddhava's question, who is it that actually experiences material life? You know, it's described that this material body is just, it's like dead matter. And it is ignited by the spiritual spark that resides within each living entity. And Lord Krishna states that all the living entities, not just in the human bodies, but all of his creation are his sons and eternal sons, eternal parts and parcels of him. Only experiencing their existence through the bodies that they may have. So we can understand that within our material bodies, there are so many living entities that are residing, so many worms and disgusting creatures that are lying within our intestines even. And some people have difficulty because of this. And so those are also have souls. They're also spiritual sparks that are ignited by the glance of the Supreme Lord. So we can understand that the soul, because of our previous karma and our desires, somehow we've fallen for grace. We are in these material bodies, and we're perceiving this material world through the soul, the eye. So we can understand. We don't say, I hand, or I head, or I legs. We say my hand and my legs, my eyes, right? And so who is that my? That my is the eternal spiritual spark within us. So within this philosophy, this understanding that we've given, been given through so many shastras, the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and the postgraduate study of Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have been most fortunate to have access to this knowledge, which we may take for granted and we understand. But the masses of people, I don't know how many are living on this planet now, how many billions? 7-8 billion people are all walking about and have no idea of these things. They have no idea of these just basic essential things. That is, we are not the material body, we're the spiritual spark within the body. And at night, we have these dreams, these elaborate dreams. Prabhupada often gives the example, we're being chased by a tiger, or we think that we can fly. Or so we're filled with fear, and maybe we're filled with jubilation, as it states in this next verse. We're filled with that reality by the subtle body is experienced as reality. And then, again, we wake up, jeev jago, we wake up, and we're in another dream that seems so much like reality. But as the saying goes, we're just passing through, isn't it? Dinosmin yathahadehe, from boyhood, youthhood to old age, or womanhood, youthhood to old age, whatever bodies we may occupy, they're changing at every moment. It's even stated, I think, every 7 years, all the atoms and everything in the body changes. So we get a new body every 7 years. So depending on your age, you know, I've had many bodies at my age, many changing bodies. But that constant is a spirit soul, the spark within the body. So we can remember. We can remember when we were young. How many of you saw did some of you go to Viva Cultura presentation that was up in Richardson? Anyone in the room attend that? So we remember we saw that wonderful skit of the little girl that was dancing, right? And then she fell and the father was rushing over to blow on her leg, right? She had scraped herself and all the snapshots that everyone was taking of their children, right? Then she grows, and she's the wild and reckless teenager dancing, and the father's pulling his hair out. And then she's graduating, and he feels such joy and pride, right? And these are just life's passages, right? We're experiencing so many different... We're experiencing so much in just this lifetime and with our families, with our loved ones. And sometimes it's joyful, sometimes it's very stressful. So therefore it's described in the highest sense that this material world is not a fit place for a gentle man or a gentle woman. And of course, we have a balance. If it was too hellish, we couldn't exist here. So we have to have some joy and love. But the highest joy and love is when we dovetail and connect in devotional service to the Supreme Lord Krishna. This is the sum bonum. This is our ticket out of this bondage that's been given to us by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual masters, and all the previous acharyas. This is what gives us real joy, real happiness, eternal joy. So, you know, in this following verse, we discussed a little bit about dreaming, but in the following verse discussing lamentation, fear, anger, greed, confusion, hankering, I was reading, recently about the parents who had their children that were killed in the schools. And we read about this often, this tragic condition that's happening in this country. Crazed individuals going into classrooms, killing children, teachers. And I was reading from some parents that they were feeling completely covered in guilt and pain because the last words they had with their children were, you know, angry, and that was the last time they saw their children in those bodies. So what can be more lamentable than a situation like this, right? What can be more difficult. I remember when I lived in Laguna Beach Temple in the 80s, and I met a dear friend. The bottom floor was the brahmacharis, and the middle floor was the brahmacharinis, and upstairs we were the householders. And when I walked into that, my friend's home, there was a beautiful picture on the mantle of a beautiful baby with a serene smile, the eyes closed, covered with a garland. And I was so struck. Tears came to my eyes, and I talked with my friend. And she was having her... They live in Mayapur now. They've been in Mayapur for like 18 years. But she was having her child at home, laboring. And there was some difficulty, and the midwives took her to the hospital, and by the time she got there, she had lost that child. And so, just like Mother Devaki, who lost so many of her children, her firstborn children were taken from her by the cruel Kamsa and killed, and the lamentation that she felt. But we can understand that each of those children, because of their previous birth, had to leave immediately in that moment. And this was the understanding of my friend with this child. And her Gurudev Shiva Ramaswamy took, with my Gurudev Tamal Krishnamaraj, took that child and did a beautiful ceremony and put the ashes in the Ganges in India. So we feel lamentation when these things happen to us, but these are beyond, because the spirit soul is animating this body, we experience all of these things. They are, although they're temporal, we actually feel these experiences of pain, of anger. My daughter-in-law just put a post on Facebook. She has a beautiful, my youngest son, Keshava, they have a beautiful little girl. Her name is Serja, and she is now probably, well, she'll be a year on December 18th. And she put this raging, you know, post on Facebook saying, "Ah, she's a toddler. She's making me crazy," right? And just a few months ago, she was saying, "Oh, this is such a peaceful, wonderful child." So as parents, I remember these things. I had two very energetic young sons. So we may remember these things, but they're when they're gone, they're just a faint memory. But in the immediacy of the experience, they are very real and intense, isn't it? So this is this is when the soul animates this body. We experience all of these things in a very real sense. But they're experienced by our false identification with this body, isn't it? And so, really, it has nothing to do with the pure eternal soul. And that soul, being part and parcel of Krishna, can be ignited in pure love, in pure bliss, and in pure knowledge by connecting with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in devotional service. So I have this wonderful book. It's Srila Prabhupada's favorite shlokas. And when I was visiting, sort of our family Shiksha Guru, Guru Prasad Swami, he wanted to see us. I saw this book in his library and begged him, "Can I have this book? This has got complete nectar. It's got so many ecstatic verses in it, and several wonderful verses. One, which is a famous verse from the Bhagavad Gita, "Raja Vidya Raja Gunam Pravitram Aditam Uttamam Pachaka Savagamam Dharmam Sasukam Karutam Avayam." This knowledge is the king of all knowledge. It's the king of education and the most secret of all secrets. It's the purest knowledge, and because it gives direct perception of the self by realization, it is the perfection of religion. It is everlasting, and it's joyfully performed. So that's the gift we've been given, that this process that we've been given is everlasting, and it's joyfully performed. And in the Kali Sankha or Upanishad 5:6, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Iti Sokadasam Namam Kali Kalmasanasanam Nata Paratyakcho Para
Sarva Vedusu Dishta.
The 16 words
of the Hare Krishna mantra are specially meant for counteracting the sins of the age of Kali. To save oneself from the contamination of this age, there is no alternative but chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. After searching through all the Vedic literatures, one cannot find a method of religion for this age so sublime as the chanting of Hare Krishna.
So this was Lord Brahma speaking to his Narada, Narada Muni.
With the advent of the internet and everything is right out there. You can find anything and everything on the internet, right? Just consult the Google Guru. And on Facebook, so many things are posted. So we just witnessed a great soul, His Holiness Gunagrai Maharaj, leaving his body in holy Vrindavan. So he was here in Dallas many, many years ago, and him and Mahatma would be out on street Sankirtan chanting. He always played his bongos, his drums, so wonderfully, and Mahatma would play keyboard, and there were just amazing, wonderful street kirtans that we participate in. And so we watched him surrounded in holy Vrindavan Dham by so many wonderful devotees. Actually, Bibi Govindaswamy chanted for hours and hours and hours and wrote a beautiful post how he, how Gunagrai Maharaj in Buffalo, New York made him a devotee, made him, brought him to Krishna consciousness. So we saw him surrounded by many exalted devotees as he was losing consciousness at 9 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the evening is when the post started coming, and he left his body, you know, 9 hours later. But it was described that they would, Bibi Govindaswamy and Bhurijan Prabhu would be chanting very loudly in Gunagrai Maharaj's ear, and he could hear, he could respond, even though he was just taking his last breath, he was hearing, he could hear that holy name of the Lord. And it's described, as we understand, that if we can just remember the holy name of the Lord, if we can remember Krishna at that pivotal moment, and that is the peak, that is the sum total of fear, isn't it? That last final moment when we depart from this material world. If we can remember Krishna, Hare Krishna Kunti, are you off? So my prayers, and we ask all the devotees who know and love our beloved Kunti Devi, who has served here for so many years, so many, many years, is off to the hospital to get some surgery. And we want to pray that all goes well, and you have my love and prayers. I know everything will be wonderful. Hare Krishna Kunti. Kunti Devi's taken care of Tulsi for countless years, made all the flower vases that we see for countless years. So at any rate, she's headed off to the hospital. We give her our prayers, our heartfelt prayers and well wishes that all goes well. And so these are difficult experiences for the material body, isn't it? Birth, old age, dwindling, death. And so when Gunagrai Maharaj, back to this, when he left, so many glorious devotees were there. He was put into samadhi in Vrindavan Dham. And we can only pray, isn't it, that we will have the benediction to be surrounded by devotees to help us in that most fearful condition when our life errors are topsy-turvy. Our consciousness is very dull. We're experiencing cough and choked up. We're many times on very intense pain medications because of terminal illnesses. So I pray. I have no qualification, but I can only pray that at the time of death, I will be surrounded by devotees helping me cross over so I can go to the place where Krishna's adventing and get further training to render devotional service to the Lord. So with the millions of people, billions of people that are on this planet, somehow or another, we have a few souls sitting here at Radha Kala Chanji Dham, taking darshan of the beautiful deities, hearing about the nature of this material body and the eternal spirit soul, and how many people have no idea about these things. So we can only feel so much gratitude, so grateful that we are here. In the verse that Mahari read yesterday, yes, in the purports, I wanted to pull a few of these up quickly because one of them was about this verse about dreaming. So in the purport, the translation yesterday was actually the living entity is transcendental to the material existence, but because of his mentality of lording over material nature, his material existential condition does not cease, and just as a dream, he is affected by all sorts of disadvantages. So in this verse today, we talked about the night dream. Prabhupada often gave that example, night dream and daydream. And so in this verse that he read yesterday, he references the daydream. And so there's several verses in this purport. The chapter 27, text 4, the fourth canto, is this very same verse is referenced. But I believe in the fourth canto, and I'm going to see if I can pull that up quickly. The fourth canto, and this is chapter 29. And this is verses 35. So let's see if this is the one I read yesterday. Yes. So, yes, this is in the fourth canto. It's chapter 29, text 35. And I will just read the translation because it relates to this verse. Sometimes we suffer because we see a tiger in a dream or a snake in a vision. But actually, there is neither a tiger nor a snake. Thus, we create some situation in the subtle form and suffer the consequences. So how many of you have had nightmares or and you wake up disturbed because it's so intense, isn't it? Anyone have that experience here? That you have a dream? We wish we're always dreaming about Krishna and Radha and the pastimes in Vrindavan and Govardhan Hill. But sometimes we have these nightmares, as it's stated here in Shastra. Thus we create some situation in a subtle form and suffer the consequences. These sufferings cannot be mitigated unless we are awakened from our dream. And so similarly in this purport, it's describing how there are subtle and gross bodies, the gross material body and the subtle mind, intelligence, and ego. And this is what carries us to our dreams, the dreams that we experience, and whether they are filled with joy and bliss, or whether they're filled with anxiety and fear, we experience them as very much a reality. And so All of these sufferings, as we understand, are due to these material bodies. They run very deep in many ways. And if you look at people driving down the highways and byways, as we're going to work or we're taking our children to school, we can see the anxiety in people just by the way they drive. Sometimes they're so aggressive and so angst. I remember driving one time and a man was so distraught, he opened his window and he threw his cell phone out of the car, just completely stressed and anxious. So unlimited difficulties in this material world, unlimited sufferings, unlimited anxieties, they are. But we can also see the beauty in this world. And if we see it through the eyes of Shastra, we can understand that this material world is a creation of the Supreme Lord. And how we experience this material world is based on our consciousness, isn't it? How many of you have ever seen these videos, Planet Earth, done by the BBC? Has anyone ever seen these films? They're spectacular. You see Krishna's creation in these films. They're just absolutely amazing. The depths of the ocean, the plains and the mountains. Just spectacular. So if we can utilize and see these, all the gifts of this material world, all the beauty, because there is beauty in this material world, and see this in the right consciousness, that this is, it's Krishna. Krishna created this world. And if we utilize this world to preach his glories, to share somehow or other, the gifts that we've been given with others, this is the most pleasing to Krishna. And there's many ways to do this. Sometimes I keep little pamphlets in my car on chanting Hare Krishna and small little books. And so everywhere you go in every major city, you see people on the streets, isn't it? And they're asking, they're living on the streets and they're asking for spare change. That's when I was a hippie. That's what we used to go around and do. Spare change. We'd ask people. And so they're always begging. And so I stop. And sometimes I keep little prasadam in the car and I'll give. Or I'll give them a little pamphlet and a little prasadam and say, okay, so can you repeat this? Hare? And they will say, Hare. I say, Krishna? Krishna? And they will say, Krishna. So and then I give them something. So very simple. We're busy. Maybe we can't always go out and distribute books, or we can't go do a book table at a university. But if you keep something in your car, you can share Krishna consciousness. There's devotees that have done prison programs, going into prisons, and enlightening and giving Bhagavad Gitas and sharing Krishna consciousness with others. This is the most pleasing to Krishna and the most satisfying in our heart of hearts. We can chant and we should chant. I remember Mahatma was visiting and he was in the Gurukula and he said to the kids, I have to chant. I want to chant. I love to chant. And he had all the children singing. So yes, we must chant. This is the Yuga Dharma. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But the best way is to, the most satisfying way is to give that Maha Mantra to others. Sri Sankirtan is ecstatic. We feel bliss when we're out chanting together in the streets, but also in these little ways. If you're going to the workplace, you can wake up from this temporal illusion that we live and ignite it with pure Krishna consciousness. This will fill out the joy within our hearts that we're all hankering for. So The translation for this one verse again was, although while dreaming, a person experiences many undesirable things. Upon awakening, he is no longer confused by the dream experiences, but as I just read in the fourth chapter, and Prabhupada references again and again, night dream and daydream. And how many daydreams and night dreams have we experienced in time immemorial, somehow or another, here in this lifetime? We're picking up from our previous life. Somehow or another, we've all done some devotional service. We've had a connection with the Supreme Lord in our previous life, and here we are again. So it is my prayer that I can finish this up in this lifetime. I have miles and miles and miles to go. But with the association of the devotees, I have hope. Otherwise, I'm lost. We must stay together. Prabhupada gave that example about one stick you can break easily, but if the sticks are bound together tight, they can be broken. So we have to stay very tightly connected in this loving process of bhakti yoga. So, Hare Krishna. If there are any questions or comments at all? Hare Krishna. Namam Vishmanaya Krishna Sai Bhutalai Shimate Namal Krishna Goswami Niti Namane.
Please accept my humble obeisances.
Vanchakalpa Truvista Kripa Sindhu Vyabhacha Patita Nam Pavanevya Vaishnavebhyo Namaha. Hare Krishna. So now there is more mercy yet to come in the form of Krishna Prasadam. So please go to the Prasadam hall, take a little prasad. Hare Krishna.